We have here in the studio Amy Kolbach. She is a local therapist and owner of Silver Morning Counseling here in Rock Hill, a longtime Rock Hill resident and the author of a newly released book. It's called In the Valley of the Shadow, Grief, Faith, and Transformative Work of Suffering. And Amy joins us here on Palmetto Mornings. Good morning to you, Amy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
Of course.
Amy, I have always wanted to write a book and I cannot get pen to paper. And now you have written a book. Walk us through how you got to this point. Obviously, a local therapist, so you're good with the words.
Theoretically, yeah, that's the goal.
How did you put pen to paper and then kind of give us the personality of this book? How did you come to write this?
So I started out my career, I've been practicing the area for a little over 10 years. I started out in my career doing trauma work. And so I started, when I was doing that, kind of building this idea of merging faith with trauma work in a book. So it's been in the back of my head for a while. And my father is an author. And so, you know, it's in our repertoire. It's in our language, if you will. And then just about 5 years ago, Rock Hill had a tragedy on April 7th, 2021, when Robert and Barbara Leslie, their two grandchildren, two HVAC workers, Robert Shook and James Lewis, were killed in a mass shooting by former NFL football player Philip Adams, who also later took his life. And those were my parents and my niece and nephew. And so that happened, and I had this trauma background going into it. So I was looking through that, through this lens of faith, and through this lens of what is kind of happening in and around me. And my grief journey has been really analyzing this collision, this intersection between what I know as a therapist through practice and through study, and then what I live as someone who is going through kind of, you know, catastrophic grief, an earth-shattering restructuring of who I am, kind of, and what is family and what is priority. So as part of my grief journey, I started writing. So that's how I got pen to paper. What began in the back of my head as a book about trauma ended up being this journey of how can I merge the best of what I know professionally with what I have been through personally.
Your life experiences.
Life experience, yeah.
Who do you hope this book reaches? Who would be the best person to read this book? Everyone, I know.
Everyone, yeah.
You want to sell books, I know.
That's right.
But who do you hope will pick this book up, and what do you hope they get from it?
So anyone who is struggling, and that is everyone. We're back to everyone. Yeah. But, you know, grief is universal. And one of the things I want people to understand about grief is that it's not so much a condition as a conflict. And unfortunately, it's not a resolvable conflict. Grief is something that doesn't resolve, but it evolves. And so your loss, whatever that is, the loss of a dream, the loss of family, the loss of a, you know, someone dying, the loss of a pet, whatever that is, that loss, the impact of it doesn't really change. It doesn't change because the imprint of love is permanent. Mm-hmm. And so our grief as a response to love is also permanent, but it does evolve. It does change. And what we're holding in any given moment evolves, and what we're managing changes. So what I want, this is for people who are going through journeys like that, or who are friends with or tending to people who are suffering and grieving, as a means of how can I do this maybe in a more constructive way, or how can I get some of this junk out of the way so I can do this with grace and so that I can do it with a little more intentionality. I really want people to participate in their journey, because this can happen whether they participate in it or not. And it's so much better when we do, when we confront it.
Well, and that's what I was going to say with, you know, in this life we live, and the Lord tells us that, you know, we're going to go through hard times. I mean, we are. And grief is something that no one is ever going to be able to get through this life without doing. And
that's right.
Is this book, do you say, I mean, I'm kind of reading through it, for younger audiences as well. What are your thoughts when it comes to the younger audience? Because, you know, we have found just sitting in this room that we know young people, our children, yeah. have had to grieve, and two of our children had to grieve your loss, and they, you know, were classmates with Ada, and I have another child that has lost another friend, and so it's something that we're never going to not have to go through.
Yeah.
So do you think this is something that our younger audiences could read as well? Because I think that is where sometimes as adults we struggle with it ourselves, and then have to walk our children through it. It's tough.
Well, one of the beautiful things about these younger generations is that, you know, we're in the communication age, right? The information and communication age. And good night, they know the jargon. they are talking about suffering and mental health at a younger and a younger age. They have this awareness that it's not just their job to get good grades and to, you know, do well in sports or whatever it is. It's their job to know themselves and to tend to their emotional health. I mean, our kids from a young age are having these conversations. So the ideas in this book are not going to be over their heads.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I wrote the book, it's not geared for children, but absolutely I think that young people can understand and will appreciate what this book is pointing to for them. I mean, you matter. Like, right, whatever it is that you're feeling and going through matters so deeply and is unique to you. And that's a beautiful, wonderful thing. It shouldn't be an isolating thing. And so, yeah, I think as parents, we a lot of times feel like things are over our kids' heads. I mean, just because they're our kids and we forget how big they are because we watch them every day. And they can handle a lot more than we think that they can.
We want to protect them.
Yeah.
Sure.
We definitely want to protect them. And one of the best ways that we can do that is listen to them and enter in with them in the trenches of where they are. So, yeah, I think this book is appropriate for them too, for sure.
Amy, the name of the book again is called In the Valley of the Shadow, Grief, Faith, and the Transformative Work of Suffering. This book, it is palm size, so it's you can pick it up and take it with you on the go. This kind of reads like almost like a devotion a little bit, because you have some moments in here where you ask reflection questions, and then you've got a point in the back where you can make some notes. So I could just imagine people, like they do on their Bibles, make the notes and highlight the various things.
And you also use lots of scripture, which I love
which
too.
Is good.
So when you talk about it, there's
a big part of your family
scripture.
DNA for sure.
That is for sure. Yeah. Well, I hope that people engage with it, you know, like a conversation for sure.
Yeah.
I want people to be able to read themselves into the book. There's some psychoeducation in there for sure. It's an integrated approach, really. Psychology, faith, theology, shared, you know, personal experience. So
these are just some of the chapters. Tackling the unthinkable, regret, facing hard times, loving your neighbor, a closer look, what now? So these are things that we all grapple with throughout life. Again, whatever grief looks like for us in the moment, it could be different for all of us for sure. Amy Kolbach, again, is the author of this new book, and she's having a book signing on Saturday, February the 28th. So give us all the details.
Yeah, Shepherd's Fold on Cherry Road is lovely and hosting a book signing. I'm super excited about. So 11 to 2. So come on, bring your book, or they'll have books there. And I'm making cookies, so that either is a good thing or not a good thing. I don't know. I'm not a baker, but I'm doing it. So
good.
There will be cookies. So just come if you want a cookie. That's okay.
Amy, your family is wonderful. We certainly do miss all four of them.
Yeah.
Robert Leslie, Barbara Leslie, Ada Leslie, and Noah Leslie. They're in our thoughts every single day. Your dad was such a wordsmith and just an unbelievable, just a great addition to our community. Your mom, just a lovely woman, and your niece and nephew, just ball of energy.
That's
and
right.
Just they're thought of every single day.
Yeah.
And so thanks so much for sharing what you have gone through, which is a very personal point in your life with so many others that hopefully they can get some help if they're struggling and they don't know where to turn to. This might be a good place to do so. Amy Kolbach, again, is her name. She is the author of the book, In the Valley of the Shadow, Grief, Faith, and Transformative Work of Suffering.